You're listening to the Tigers Extra Innings Podcast. Exclusive conversations from inside the clubhouse and across the league. Your favorite Detroit broadcasters take you behind the scenes throughout the season.
Daniella Bruce here at Comerica Park today. And as we know, the NFL draft is in town, and that's bringing in some of the stars that want to come back to Detroit. And I have one of them joining me right now. Singer, songwriter, and most importantly, Michigan native, Bozzy is with us. Bozzy, welcome to Comerica Park, or should I say, welcome back, because you've been here before, right?
I've been here before, yeah. I went to, the last time I was at a Tigers game, I was like maybe an 11-year-old young lad. We sat very high up in the nosebleeds. I remember I had a hot dog that was very good.
They still have really good hot dogs. Would recommend doing that today.
I'm going to find my way to one of those for sure.
It's going to be a little bit of a different experience for you today as you're throwing out one of the first pitches here at Comerica Park today. And before we started recording, you told me this is going to be the first time you've thrown a baseball.
This is the first time I've ever thrown a baseball. And I'm looking at that pitcher's mound, and that 60 feet is looking quite long. It's quite daunting. But I hope I have some athlete blood in me, and I'll get it there. It won't do no like 50 cent far left first pitch.
It can't be worse than that, to be honest with you.
It really can't.
You'll be just fine. I have faith. I'll make sure that I'm watching for this too. I'm excited to see how you do. Well, being from Detroit, or the Detroit area, from Canton originally, how long were you in Detroit? Did you grow up your whole childhood here? Let everybody know a little bit.
I moved when I was 4 from New York City. We moved to Canton, Michigan. And I lived in Canton all the way until I was 16, and I moved to California to chase a big dream with my dad. But man, I gotta say, it is so beautiful to be back home right now and feel the energy in the city. Like, I mean, as long as I can remember, I've never felt it like this, and it's just amazing to see the way that people in Detroit get behind things and kind of stand behind their city. Like, I was at that 49ers-Lions heartbreaker, but the most beautiful thing I took away was, like, that crowd was like 60% Lions fans, and like Detroit just shows like a different type of love. So to be a part of that and get to share this moment with the city right now is really, really special.
So you called it a heartbreaker. I'm going to assume that means you've taken your Lions fandom with you.
What do you mean? Like after the to Michigan?
So you're still a Lions fan?
Of course.
Okay, good.
Of course. you can't undo the years of heartbreak as a kid, but what it's turned to and the way this organization has turned around it's special. And it's inspiring. It really is inspiring.
You mentioned how special the fans are here in Detroit, too. And I'm sure you saw I'm going to call it chaos, but it was a great type of chaos that was in downtown Detroit for day one of the draft on Thursday.
Definitely. I had to actually walk my suitcase like half a mile through the streets yesterday.
Half a mile through the streets, but all the fans packing the city. It looked great on TV, great national perspective for the city of Detroit. Now, let's talk about the draft a little bit. So you're performing at the draft tomorrow, which will be Saturday. Do you have any nerves for, like you said, being home? There's so many people down here. Anything exciting or nervous leading up to this specific event?
You know what? Not really. Performing for me, and like, I think I a while ago understood that when you go out and play music for people, people want to enjoy themselves. It's not like a sporting event, right? Like if you go to any sporting event, you're going to have some portion of the crowd that would like to see half of the people out there fail. Music is different. People want to enjoy themselves. And when you realize it's not so much about you as it is about the experience people create through your music while you're there, it kind of gets out of the way of being nervous. So I'm excited. I got a fun show planned for the city, and I'm looking forward to sharing it for everybody.
So what was your reaction when you were asked to perform at the draft or be one of the performers of the weekend?
Honestly, up there with like playing Coachella and doing some of the craziest stuff in my career, just because, like, you know, doing stuff around the world is cool, but getting to come be a part of something so special back home is hard to compare, for sure.
So do you still have family in Michigan? Any that will be there supporting you tomorrow?
I hope so. They better. Yeah, we got a bunch of family over here, and I got some of my best friends here with me today. And if they don't come, you're fake.
Well, congratulations on all your success, and we're so excited to have you at the Tigers game here today. And good luck with that first pitch. All eyes will be on you.
I will need it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Tigers Extra Innings Podcast. Catch new episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday wherever you get your podcasts and on the Tigers Podcast page.